thought sweeter to hear than love's old sweet story. What matter, my dear, if you're not sincere? But while love moves above, I'll whisper words of love. This must be heaven. What more can I ask?
So, who's David then?
He's a very highly regarded rose grower.
Do you know him?
Oh, yes. I met him here 2 years ago.
I didn't know.
He specialises in making hybrid crosses with old roses and modern ones.
What's the point of that?
Oh, I think it's something to do with improving their season of flowering, isn't it?
Yes. So you get the charm of the old ones with the efficiency of the new ones.
I didn't know you knew so much about roses, Jack.
Well, I've been keeping quiet.
What do you mean?
You'll see. Come on, I want you to meet David.
It's a very difficult process, apparently.
In what way?
I'm not exactly sure.
Oh, it's all done by hand. Every year, they try to cross 20,000 roses, and only 6 actually take and become proper roses.
6,000?
No. 6 out of 20,000.
Good grief. And are those the ones people pay vast sums of money for to name them?
That's right. £20,000 they cost. I visited his nursery in Shropshire. He showed me how they do it. Oh, it's marvellous.
When did you go down there?
Oh, a while back. It's a lovely place. Very nice grounds. They have these beautiful sculptures set amongst the flowering beds.
Oh, I wish I'd known. I'd have come with you.
Well, I'd have asked you, Peggy. Only to have spoilt the surprise.
What surprise? Jack. Oh, no, Jack. I don't believe what I'm thinking.
Oh, here we are. Hello.
Hello, Sir Willie.
Peggy, Jean-Paul, this is David.
How do you do?
Hello.
What a magnificent display.
It's outstanding, isn't it? Look, even Jean-Paul's impressed.
I can recognise beauty when I see it.
Have you got it? Where is it?
You're looking at it, Jack. This is the one.
Peggy, come and look at this.
What?
What do you think about this one?
Oh, that's lovely. What a delicate shade.
It's called apricot pink, that colour.
It's beautiful.
It is, isn't it?
It should be. It's one of the 6 out of the 20,000.
Is it really?
Yes.
Oh, Jack, you haven't.
Oh, yes, I have. I've bought it for you. This is the Ambridge Rose.
Sounds like quite a day. Wish I'd gone with you now.
Since when have you been interested in flowers?
I've always liked gardening.
Is that why you pay Walker to do it for you?
That's only because I don't have the time.
I'm just the same, Jennifer. If I had my way, I'd never be out of that rose garden.
Don't let Higgs hear you say that. You know how possessive he is about his bushes.
Oh, don't I just? I think he appreciated our little trip, though.
I'm sure he did. He must have learned an awful lot.
Fancy there being an Ambridge rose. Quite a romantic gesture of Jack's, eh, Mum?
Yes. Oh, it was so pretty, wasn't it?
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet.
We'll be able to put in an order, darling. Get some planted for next year.
Very nice.
Now, who'd like another helping?
Oh, not for me, thanks.
Nor me. I want to leave room for that beautiful pudding. Must have taken you hours to prepare.
No, not really.
Don't listen to her, Peggy. She's taken more trouble over that pudding than Michelangelo did over the Sistine Chapel.
Rubbish, I didn't.
Perhaps you should start giving demonstrations, Jennifer, like Jean-Paul.
Oh, no thanks. Found it nerve-wracking enough watching him.
Shall I get the pudding, Jenny?
Oh, yes, please, darling. There's a nice bottle of Barsac in the fridge.
I suppose you might as well all enjoy it.
Now, tell me all about the Queen. Were you very close?
Oh, no. We didn't see her, unfortunately.
Oh, what a shame.
Mm. I remember seeing the Queen Mother once.
In Ambridge?
Oh, goodness, no. In London during the war.
Ah.
The King and Queen were visiting the area after an air raid. We ran down to the corner and there they were.
Are you busy, Caroline?
Rather, yes.
Oh, I'll pop back later, then.
No, it's all right, Mr. Woolley. Mm. Sit down. I won't be a minute.
Oh, sit, Captain, sit. Good boy. What's that?
Just checking the conference bookings. I think we'll do very well next year.
Oh, good. I suppose the leisure centre's made a difference, hasn't it?
It's probably helped. Let's hope it's finished in time.
Oh, it will be. I've got every confidence in young Jason.
Right, I'm all yours. Coffee?
No, thank you, Caroline. Not before a journey.
Oh, yes. You're going out with Mrs. Archer, aren't you?
Yes, we're going to Snow's Hill Manor.
That's near Broadway, isn't it?
That's right. I was wondering if you'd look after Captain for the day.
Yes, of course. I thought you were taking him with you.
Well, I was going to, but I thought better of it. He doesn't travel well these days. Gets a bit fractious.
Poor old boy. Never mind. I'll see he gets a nice long walk later on.
Oh, thanks, Caroline. Between you and me, I don't think Peggy's that keen on Captain. He seems to irritate her.
Really?
Hmm.
I always thought she was rather fond of him.
Well, so did I. Maybe it's her age. Some people do get irritable as they get older.
Oh, dear. Has something happened, Mr. Willie?
Well, I suppose it's nothing, really.
You haven't fallen out with Mrs. Archer?
I'm not sure. She told me off.
Told you off?
Hmm.
About what? Or shouldn't I ask?
Oh, it's nothing like that, Caroline. She wasn't very happy about my donation.
The one to the clock fund?
Hmm.
But why? It was a very generous gesture.
Peggy thinks I was showing off. You know, throwing me money around like that.
I see.
You don't think that, do you, Caroline?
No, not really.
I knew it. You agree with her?
I think it was a very kind gesture. And I'm sure that's what Mrs. Archer thinks, too.
No, it's not. She thinks I was trying to buy affection.
Did she say that?
Well, not in so many words, but that's what she was implying. She was very annoyed with me.
I'm sure it'll blow over.
Oh, I wish I had your confidence. I won't be at all surprised if she doesn't turn up today. She's late already.
What time did she say she'd be here?
9:30.
What, it's only 9:55 now.
Perhaps I should phone.
She's probably on her way. Look, if she wasn't coming, she'd have phoned you, wouldn't she?
I don't know. If she's still upset about Tuesday...
Oh, she's probably forgotten all about it. I bet that's her now.
Morning, Caroline. Is Jack with you?
Morning. What did I say?
Oh, hello, Jack.
I was getting worried about you, Peggy.
Oh, dear, am I late? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it was nothing. Shall we go? I've got Higgs waiting outside.
Oh, how nice. Bye, Caroline.
Bye.
No, Captain, you stay with your Auntie Caroline.
That was fascinating, Jack.
It wasn't it? Such an odd collection. He must have been quite an eccentric.
I know. I didn't expect to see samurai armour in the middle of the Cotswolds.
No, and all those old bicycles up in the attic.
I don't think I've ever been anywhere so crammed with exotic things.
Yeah, apparently they've left it just the way it was when he was alive.
That explains why it all seems so higgledy-piggledy.
Yeah. So, what do you fancy now, Peggy?
Can we just sit down here for a few minutes and enjoy the view?
Whatever you say. And then what, some lunch, perhaps?
I wouldn't mind a walk first, if that's all right with you. Work up an appetite.
Just what I had in mind. It's about 3 miles to Broadway. Is that too far?
Oh, sounds just about right.
Good. We can have a pub lunch.
What about Higgs? Will he be coming with us?
Oh, no. He's gone back to Grey Gables. He's very busy in the garden.
But how will we get home?
Oh, don't worry. I'll phone him when we're ready to go. It won't take him long in the Bentley.
Jack?
Hmm?
About the other day.
I'm sorry, Peggy.
No, I'm the one who should apologise. I shouldn't have said those things.
Why not? It's true. I have been blowing my own trumpet. You were right to point it out.
No, I wasn't. It wasn't my place.
Oh, rubbish, Peggy. We should be honest with each other. It's one of the things I value most about our friendship.
Does that mean you're not annoyed with me?
I never was, Peggy.
And you seemed a bit subdued this morning. I thought you were still upset.
Oh, the truth does hurt sometimes, but that doesn't mean I don't want to hear it. What about you?
Me?
Are you still annoyed with me?
Of course not. How could I be? Sitting out in the sunshine in one of the prettiest places in England with you.
Peggy?
Yes?
Would you like to go away somewhere?
You mean together?
Just for a weekend. I thought maybe we could go somewhere quiet. The Yorkshire Dales or the Lake District. Have some time to ourselves.
Oh, Jack.
Of course, if you'd rather not...
I think it's a lovely idea.
For happiness, there's no joy unless you shout for happiness all day through. Oh, sing, sing, let your voices ring, bid your troubles adieu. Take the joy that is meant for you.
It was nice of you to come over, Pat. Brian's having a lie down, I'm afraid.
Oh, don't disturb him. I just wanted to ask how he was.
Oh, Pat, it's awful.
Dear. Did he hurt himself when he fell? There was all that broken glass.
No, physically, he's all right. But he's so depressed. I've never seen him like this before.
He's bound to be upset.
Well, you don't understand. He says he doesn't want to go on living.
Oh, Jennifer, I'm sure he doesn't mean it.
Oh, I'm not.
We all say things like that when we're upset. Tony says it about once a week.
Oh, Brian doesn't. I'm quite scared.
Jennifer.
It seemed he was coming to terms with it. Heaven knows that took long enough, and now we're back to square one.
Obviously it'll take time for him to rebuild his confidence.
I don't know if he can. He's got no hope now, you see. No hope that he'll ever be properly better.
Well, I suppose, realistically, he never will be, but that doesn't mean he can't live a full life.
But it isn't the kind of life he wants. Oh, Pat, can you have Alice this weekend?
What?
Oh, please, only I've got to give Brian all my attention, and I can't really cope with her as well.
Jennifer, I am sorry, but we're taking Helen and Tommy down to see John. They're dying to see his new school, and we've promised them.
Oh, it doesn't matter, then. I'll ask Mum.
But she's going away with Jack Woolley.
She's cancelled that, surely.
No, why?
Oh, she can't go away when I need her.
Oh, she didn't know that, and anyway...
Oh, well, she's coming round this afternoon, and I'll explain it to her.
Jennifer, I was with her this morning. She was buying a new dress for the weekend.
Well, she can wear it some other time. Honestly, as if that was important at a time like this.
It was important to her.
Oh, Mum, I'm so glad you've come.
Brian's not worse, is he?
Oh, he's in a terrible state.
Oh, now, Jennifer, calm down. What exactly is the matter?
I think it was a humiliation. It was bad enough last time, but this was so public.
Oh, really? As if anyone minded.
Well, Brian did. He's a very proud man. And it's broken his spirit.
Of course, he must be very low now, but I'm sure in a few days' time he'll be able to get things in proportion.
Only with a lot of support. Mum, can you have Alice this weekend?
But I'm going away with Jack. In fact, I'm going on to Grey Gables now.
I told you, Jennifer.
But I'm your daughter, Mum. I need you. You can't let me down. You just can't.
Isn't this exciting?
Yes, it is.
I sometimes think anticipation's the best part of a treat.
Oh, I don't know that I would agree with you there.
Oh, getting ready.
Mm.
Imagining what fun you're going to have. Sometimes the actual event's a bit of a letdown.
My weekend isn't going to be a letdown.
Oh. No, I'm sure it isn't. What time are you expecting Mrs. Archer?
Oh, any minute now.
At least you can be sure she'll turn up.
Mm.
I'm never sure Cameron would have had to dash off to Munich at the last moment.
But isn't that part of the fun?
Yes, you're right. Oh, Mr. Woolley.
Huh?
I know I shouldn't tempt fate, but it does seem as if things are looking up for me at last.
I'm very happy for you, Caroline.
And how about you?
How do you mean?
Oh, come on. It's obvious how close you and Mrs. Archer are.
Is it?
Yes. So?
Let's change the subject, shall we? Oh, here she comes, look.
See, I told you. No sign of Cameron. Oh.
What's the matter?
Oh, she's not wearing a new dress.
Perhaps she's saving it for a special occasion.
I thought this was a special occasion. Evening, Mrs. Archer.
Oh, hello, Caroline. I thought you were going out this evening.
Hello, Peggy.
Jack, I'm going as soon as Cameron turns up. I told Mr. Woolley I was sure you'd be punctual.
Peggy never lets people down.
Oh, I wish that were true. Jack, I'm afraid.
Oh, look, here he is now. Excuse me.
Bye, Caroline.
Goodbye. Cameron!
Ah, she's a changed girl these days.
Yes.
Just shows you what love can do.
I just hope it doesn't all end in tears.
Peggy, it's not like you to be so cynical.
I've had a rather disturbing week, one way and another.
Oh, yes. Poor Brian. How is he?
Very low. And Jennifer's in a terrible state.
And I suppose you're going to worry about them all weekend and let it spoil things for you.
The thing is, Jack...
I know it's selfish of me, but I've been so looking forward to spending some time with you that when I heard about Brian's trouble, I'm afraid the first thing I thought was, I hope this isn't going to spoil our weekend.
Oh, dear.
I know. Wasn't it dreadful of me? But that's how much our friendship means to me.
It means a lot to me, too.
In fact, well, I was going to wait until
Jack.
We're...
I can't come.
Huh?
I'm so sorry.
What?
I can't come. Oh, I feel dreadful about it.
but I just can't.
But why not?
I promised Jennifer I'll look after Alice.
Alice?
So she can devote herself to Brian. But it's not just that. Quite frankly, I don't think she's in any fit state to look after a child.
I see.
She begged me, Jack. She's my daughter. I'm so sorry, but you do understand, don't you?
Oh, yes, I understand.
Tony said something. Oh, it doesn't matter, but it made me think that maybe my family didn't need me as much as I like to think they did. But now...
Oh, they do. Of course they do.
Oh, you do understand. Thank goodness. I didn't want to let you down.
But your family comes first, and it always will.
Love locked out in all the cold and rain. Love locked out may never come again. Love locked out and weeping bitter tears. No one ever hears him calling. No one needs the precious gift he brings. No one heeds the song of love he sings. On the door he beats his tiny wings. Just love locked out.
Oh, dear Caroline, I've just thought. Should I disqualify myself from judging the preserves and jams?
Surely not because Prue's married to Tom. I think you might be overreacting a bit, Mr. Woolley.
No, not because of Prue. I was thinking more of Peggy. She's entering some of her homemade jams.
Why would anyone object to you judging her jam?
Oh, I'm not sure my judgment would be objective. I am very fond of Peggy and we are close friends.
How close exactly?
Well, it's hard to say exactly. But I have grown very fond of Peggy. I'm not sure it's a good idea.
Why ever not?
Oh, I don't want to come between her and her family. I know what it's like to have family who never see you, but I can't help feeling...
Feeling what?
Oh, it's nothing, Caroline.
Mr. Woolley,
hmm?
Tell me to mind my own business if you like, but is something wrong between you and Mrs. Archer?
I wouldn't say wrong, Caroline, but sometimes I feel very sad about things where Peggy is concerned.
Has this got anything to do with your plan to go away last weekend?
I know her family must come first, but I was very disappointed that our weekend was cancelled. I had hoped that...
Oh, Mr. Woolley.
Perhaps she doesn't feel the same way about me as I do about her, Caroline. But how can I tell?
Mr. Woolley, I know I'm not one of the world's great authorities on relationships, but I do think you should be careful as far as Mrs. Archer's concerned.
How do you mean?
Well, you did ask her to marry you once before, and, well...
But that was a long time ago. She may feel differently now.
Perhaps. Still, my advice is to keep your distance till you know for sure whether she wants to be anything more than a good friend.
Do you think that's all she wants, Caroline?
I don't know, Mr. Woolley. I really don't know.
Morning, ladies.
Good morning, Bert.
Oh, is everybody out shopping early today?
Ah, well, today's the day the Echo comes out. I have to get my copy first thing so see they've printed my columns right.
I see.
You've got the Birmingham newspaper as well.
Yeah, well, I buy that because I reckon that maybe they might want to print some of my signs as well. I sent a few to the editor.
Oh, that'll please Elizabeth.
Oh, he did mention that I knew her. Said we'd work together on the Echo. I ain't heard back yet. Oh, speaking of Miss Elizabeth, she got a big article in today's paper, all about television.
Well, she is television and arts critic.
That's all about commercial television. Seems we've had it for 35 years now. Hey, what's that?
It's just the church clock being tested.
Oh, I reckon I ought to be there. I'm in charge of that clock, you know. I best be off.
Come on, Bert.
Bye, Bert.
Cheer up.
35 years. Doesn't time fly?
Yes, it is a long time ago, before I was born.
Funny thing is, if things had been different, you might not have been.
What on earth do you mean?
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't being rude. I was just thinking of poor Grace.
Oh.
It all seems so long ago.
Poor Dad. He never forgets. Which is more than I can say for some people.
Oh, yes, of course. It's your wedding anniversary today. 5 years, isn't it? Happy anniversary.
It might be if Mark hadn't forgotten.
Oh, dear. Still, that's men for you. Your Uncle Jack was the same.
Is something the matter, Auntie Peggy?
Oh, it's Jack.
Still, after all these years?
No.
Jack Woolley.
Oh, I see.
I've grown very fond of Jack over the last few months. He's been a good friend. Sometimes, much as I hate to admit it, he's treated me better than my own children.
Oh, I'm sure that's not true.
But look at Jennifer, always relying on me as some sort of babysitter permanently on call. I've done everything I can to help Tony and his family, and what do I get? Ingratitude and rudeness.
But they all love you deep down.
Maybe they do, Sheila. But sometimes it'd be nice to be appreciated for being just myself.
Hmm. And Mr. Woolley does that?
Yes. Yes, he does. Oh, I know he can be like a bull in a china shop, but his heart's in the right place.
I thought it was a pacemaker.
Oh, Sheila, really?
You could do with living your own life for a bit, you know.
How do you mean?
Stop living for Tony and Jennifer and even Lillian. They're all adults, well capable of sorting out their own problems.
But I'm their mother.
Yes, but you must take what chances life has to offer, you know. You've done more than enough over the years for your family.
It's all very well to say, Sheila, but...
No buts, Auntie Peggy. As Mark so often puts it, go for it. Now I'd better do just that, or I'll have no job to go to.
Ah, oh, this has been pleasant, Peggy.
Yes, I've enjoyed myself too.
That salad Jennifer left you was quite enough for the two of us, and very tasty.
I'll tell her how much you liked it.
Oh, do you really think you ought to do that?
She'd be flattered.
That's not quite what I meant.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, Peggy, she might not like me having been here.
Why ever not?
She asked you to babysit, not us.
Oh, don't be silly, Jack. She'll be only too pleased I've had company. There's not been very much on television, after all.
Is that how you think of me, Peggy? A television substitute?
No, Jack, you know I don't.
Oh, I'm glad about that. Very glad.
Peggy! Jack, after you.
No, after you.
No, I insist. You go first.
Well, I was just going to say... Well, has been a lovely evening.
I was going to say the same.
Were you, Peggy?
Yes. Lovely.
Just the two of us?
Not forgetting little Alice upstairs.
Oh, and the log fire.
And the music.
Peggy, there's something I've been meaning to ask you.
Oh, yes, Jack?
I don't quite know how to put it. It's rather delicate, you see.
Oh, dear, that does sound ominous.
Ominous?
You're not going to tell me I suffer from bad breath or that I've been showing the petticoat all evening.
Oh, no, Peggy, no, nothing like that. No, it's just that...
Yes, Jack?
Well, I...
Hello!
Oh, dear.
In here, Brian.
Hello there, Jack. Thought it was your car I saw outside.
Yes, I've been keeping Peggy company. I hope you don't mind.
Mind? Why should I mind?
Where's Jennifer?
Garaging the car.
Oh, yes, of course.
Did you have a good evening?
Not bad, thank you, Jack. And yourselves?
Oh, very quiet, you know. Not a peep out of Alice.
Good, good.
Well, I'd best be on my way.
I'll see you out.
Oh. Good night then, Brian.
Good night, Jack.
Thank you for a lovely evening, Jack.
No, Peggy, it's me who should be thanking you.
Let's thank each other then.
Yes. Thank you, Peggy.
Thank you, Jack. By the way, what was the question you wanted to ask me just now?
Question? Oh, I can't remember now, Peggy. Isn't that funny? It's gone completely out of my mind.
What do you want me to do now, Jennifer?
Well, the fat needs rubbing into the flour for the pastry.
Right.
And use the mixer, Mum.
But it always tastes so much better when you rub it in by hand.
Not when you're dealing in these quantities. Remember, speed is of the essence if we're to finish the lunches and get things prepared for dinner.
Very well, I use the mixer.
I'll finish the courgettes for the ratatouille, Jennifer.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Perhaps you could make a start on the potatoes next.
I thought we had a machine to do those.
It doesn't seem to be working. Higgs is having a look at it.
Right, potatoes. How are you getting on, Peggy?
Fine, thank you, Jack.
You're not getting too tired from all this standing around?
When God was handing out legs, he gave me a pair of stout ones. They're perfectly able to cope with a bit of cooking.
It is kind of you to help us out, Peggy.
Rubbish. It was me who got you into this fix in the first place.
Oh, no, you didn't. It was me.
Well, whoever's fault it was, we ought to be getting on.
Peggy,
Yes, Jack?
Can I ask you something?
Of course, Jack.
Would you mind turning the mixer off first?
Yes.
Are you sure you're not tired standing there like that? I'll get you a chair if you like.
There's no need.
It'll be no trouble.
I'm perfectly all right.
When you finish that, Mum, could you do these apples?
What do you want me to do with them?
Oh, peel them and core them and slice them very thinly and evenly for my glazed apple tart.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Keep your fingers crossed, Jack.
Oh, there's no need for that, I'm sure.
Well, I hope not. And the sooner you can make a start on those potatoes...
Oh, yes, yes, of course.
Well, I'd best be getting on with this pastry.
Not just yet, Peggy.
What is it, Jack? What's the matter? I don't remember ever seeing you look so unhappy.
Oh, I'm not unhappy, Peggy. I'm not unhappy at all.
What is it, then?
Well...
Yes?
Well, there's something I want to ask you. Something it's... Well, it's a bit difficult to find the right words. You remember I wanted to ask you something last night?
Yes.
Oh, the thing is, Peggy...
He thinks he's managed to mend the potato peeler, Jack. So if you could just...
Oh, yes, yes, be right with you.
Oh, many thanks.
Perhaps this isn't the place for a conversation, Jack. Things are so busy.
No, no, I've got to. If I don't ask you now, I never will.
Ask me what? What is it, Jack?
Well, this isn't quite how I'd planned it. I mean, here, now, but every time I've tried to find the words, Can't you guess what I want to ask you, Peggy?
No, Jack.
It's a question I've asked you before. You don't mind me asking you again, do you, Peggy? Tell me you don't mind me asking you again.
I don't know what the question is, Jack.
The question is... I want to ask you, Peggy, if you'll do with the highest honour a woman can do for a man.
Yes, Jack.
I want to ask you to... Oh, dear, I'm making a mess of this. Peggy, will you marry me?
It's a lovely afternoon.
Yes.
Quite warm, for the time of year, I mean.
Yes, but...
We could almost have left our coats behind.
Peggy...
Mind you, the forecast said we might have a spot of rain, so perhaps it's just as well we brought them with us. We wouldn't want to get caught out here, would we?
No. Peggy, in the kitchen before lunch...
You know what it's like when the damp gets through to your skin. You just don't seem to be able to get properly warm until you've been home and had a nice hot bath.
I wish you'd listen
to me. Talking of damp... Do you know your friend Jason was telling me he'd found a spot of damp in the joist beneath the floor in the clock tower at the church?
Really?
Nothing serious. Nothing to worry about.
I see.
Jerry's told Jason to get on with laying the floor. It could take months for the Archdeacon's certificate to come through.
I see.
Jerry didn't think it was safe to leave it.
If you want to say no, Peggy, please just come straight out and say it.
No?
To the question I asked you before lunch... I can't stand this waiting.
Question you asked me before lunch.
Well, you remember, Peggy. I asked you
I remember, Jack. I'm hardly likely to forget something as serious as a proposal of marriage.
It was serious, Peggy. It is serious. I'm serious.
I know you are, Jack.
But you...
But...
You don't want to. I should have known. I'm just a silly old romantic fool who ought to think more before he speaks. Look, Peggy, I'm sorry if I've embarrassed you. I should have known better at my age.
Marriage at any age, Jack. Well, it's a very important step. But at our time of
life... There's no need to let me down gently, Peggy. I should never have spoken in the first place.
When you marry when you're young, or even when you're in middle life, you know you have a chance to grow together, to change and to build things together.
I just hope this won't get in the way of our being friends, Peggy.
But when you get to our age... Well, let's be honest, we're both a little set in our ways.
Oh, Peggy, I wouldn't call either of us a stick in the mud.
Neither would I. But we both know what we like and...
We like what we know.
Yes.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say.
Do you?
Oh, yes. And you're right. You've got your life and I've got my life and... It's best that we both accept that we're too old to change.
No, Jack. That's not what I'm trying to say.
Oh?
What I am trying to say is that we mustn't expect it'll be easy, adjusting to each other's funny little ways. We'll have to be patient with each other and tolerant. We'll have to make sure we remember how to laugh at ourselves.
But, Peggy,
What, Jack?
It sounds as if...
As if what?
As if you're accepting me.
That's right.
You really mean that?
I'm flattered you want me to marry you, Jack. And I'm pleased and...
Yes, Peggy.
I should like to accept your proposal, Jack. I can't think of anything I'd like better than to become your wife.
Oh, Peggy. Oh, Peggy, you've made me so happy. Can I kiss you?
There's no need to ask, Jack. Not now we're engaged to be married.
Love is the sweetest thing. What else on earth could ever be? Such happiness to everything as love goes for it. Love is the strangest thing. No song of birds upon the wing shall in our hearts more sweetly sing than love's own story. Whatever hearts may desire, whatever life may send, this is a tale that never will tire. This is the song without end. Love is the strongest thing, the oldest, yet the latest thing. I only hope that fate may bring love's story to you. Love is the sweetest thing.